They're called mercury-eating trees, and essentially that's what they do. Researchers at the University of Georgia have inserted genes from a mercury-resistant microbial bacteria into the yellow poplar tree, sometimes called the tulip poplar. The tree is found in many areas east of the Mississippi and in the upper Midwest. The process the researchers are using is called phytovolatilization. The lead researcher at the University of Georgia is Richard Meager. So far, he and his team have only tried the process in the lab and in a controlled greenhouse, but they like what they see.
It looks just spectacular. The plants process a lot of mercury. They volatilize it very, very quickly. It's so effective. They're handling parts per million of mercury by their own weight in minutes, moving a tremendous amount of mercury out of the system. The great thing about plants is they have these spectacular root systems mining nutrients all the time, and we're just asking them to mine this toxic metal for us. So they do it quite efficiently.
Meager says the two bacteria genes in the bioengineered tree can clean up the worst kind of mercury pollution by breaking it down.
Well, what they do, for example, with methylmercury, which is the really nasty, most toxic one that gets biomagnified up the food chain, they just crack the methyl group off in a reaction and separate it from ionic mercury. And then there's a second gene that takes ionic mercury to the metallic mercury, like most people think of, the liquid mercury that goes to vapor very quickly. It's relatively non-toxic.
At a contaminated site, the tree could take up methyl mercury through its root system. The compound is then chemically altered by the bacterial genes. The remaining element, mercury, migrates to the leaves and volatilizes in the air. One of Meager's partners in the research is plant biologist Scott Merkel. He says the bioengineered trees could be planted at a contaminated site and then left alone to clean up the place.
Trees being perennials can stay on the site for decades doing their job. And even after if you need to cut them down for some reason and haul them off, they'll re-sprout from the root collar. What they see is an incredible regeneration rate from the shoots that come up. And it could be you would actually enhance the new root growth when you cut the things off. It's like restarting the system.
The researchers are enthusiastic, but there are a couple of concerns. Putting genetically altered trees in the wild is as controversial as putting other genetically altered crops in a field. However, Scott Merkel says the yellow poplar trees could be cut down or neutered, preventing the gene material from crossing with other poplars. The second concern is releasing the elemental mercury into the air. Richard Meager says there's an ancient pool of mercury already in the atmosphere. He says if every contaminated site in the nation were cleaned up, the additional mercury released by the trees would be statistically insignificant. Still, he concedes it's a bit of a trade-off.
Metallic mercury is tremendously less toxic than methylmercury and a lot less toxic than ionic mercury. It is, in the end, a shell game that we would be counting on global dilution.
The University of Georgia's phytovolatilization project is one aspect of a whole new field of study called phytoremediation, that is, using plants for environmental cleanup. One of the world's leading experts is Ilya Raskin at Rutgers University. Raskin says he's been keeping track of the work Meager and his team have been doing in Georgia.
I think he did it very elegantly by really using state-of-the-art biotechnology, and that's what makes this work so appealing, is really relying on this power of plant transformation and using a microbial gene, putting it into the plant, so plant now can clean the environment in addition to just beautifying it.
Raskin says the alternative would be to dig up contaminated dirt and steam clean it or roast it to separate the mercury from the soil.
I would much rather see green plants growing on contaminated sites than those giant yellow machines moving the earth around.
Raskin says other projects have found ways to use plants to clean up uranium, lead, and other heavy metals. He says phytoremediation is promising work for ecologically sound environmental cleanup. At the University of Georgia, tree biologist Scott Merkel says the idea of using trees to clean up pollution opens up a whole new forest industry.
As a forester, the things that I think of when I improve trees are faster growth rate, better wood quality. But someone with enough imagination can do just about anything, and it's really going to open up, I think, a whole new world of research and utility for forest trees.
But so far, there's not a lot of money in it. The government has not been quick to fund phytoremediation projects, and Wall Street has been reluctant to invest in startup phytoremediation companies. The theory is industry won't buy pollution-eating trees to clean up contaminated sites unless the government requires it to do it. The phytoremediation researchers say the current technology of steam cleaning the soil is expensive, about $1 million an acre, Their job now is to persuade government and industry their bioengineered trees can do the same job cheaper and greener. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.